Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, in a few hours, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will take to the debate stage in CNN Atlanta in Georgia. There's a lot of bad blood between the two. Donald Trump has never conceded he lost the 2020 election, and days after his supporters attacked the Capitol, he refused to attend President Joe Biden's inauguration. Well, John Nichols is National Affairs Correspondent with The Nation, and he joins us now to preview what we might expect tonight. And John, everything that I've read about this in the last 24 hours suggest people think the stakes are really very, very high tonight. It's the first time sitting president has debated with the former president. I suppose maybe firstly, who is the most to lose, do you think?
Very good question. I would suspect that it is probably Biden who has the most to lose. And the reason for that is that he has had a bit of a surge of late. After former President Trump was convicted of 34 felony charges in a New York court, there's been sort of a slow ticking up of Biden's poll position. And in a number of polls, Biden is stronger now than he has been at any point in quite a long time. So going into this debate, if it went badly for him, I think he would have the most to lose.
There's been quite a bit of discussion about the conditions of the debate. So it's going to last for 90 minutes. There's no audience, and the microphones for each candidate can be muted when their opponent is speaking. Who do you think those conditions will favor?
Well, those conditions favor Biden. And they are actually conditions, I think, that by and large the Biden campaign asked for or demanded. And if you have watched previous debates between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the one thing that comes through very clearly is that Donald Trump likes to sort of dominate the debate stage. And one of the ways that he does it is by interrupting the other candidate and the moderators, basically talking over them, sometimes filibustering and talking longer than he's supposed to. And so this possibility of cutting off the mic is something that is significant, because that goes right into one of Trump's tactics. The loss of an audience is also significant. Obviously, the campaigns could have seeded the audience in a way to make sure that there were groups that were favorable, you know, that it was split between relatively favorable folks or undecided voters or whatever. But there is very little question that Trump has a skill at playing to an audience. Mm. You know, when he's in a room, he's good at that. Whether you like him or not isn't the point. It is his skill. And I think the Biden people preferred a situation where it was just, you know, mano a mano, one-on-one, and that's what they got.
My sense of watching Trump perform as well is that he feeds off an audience, as well as the audience often feeding off him. So if he's not getting that instant feedback, you know, of applause or even aggression, do you think that might deflate him a bit, that he might find it difficult to keep up the energy for 90 minutes and his focus for 90 minutes?
Absolutely. I think it is a serious issue. Without an audience, I do think that Trump does tend at times to lose a little of his focus, sometimes to become even more aggressive in trying to dominate things. But remember, with the microphones being turned off, that becomes less possible. So that is something that we'll watch for tonight. I mean, look, the truth of the matter is that with both of these candidates, we're going to be watching for, you know, their energy level, their strength on the stage, their capacity, because these are both candidates who are either a little above or a little below the age of 80, thus being the oldest two candidates for president ever to face one another on an American debate stage.
Hmm. And actually, the flip side of the microphones being turned off and the fact that won't allow Donald Trump to do the sort of the heckling and the interrupting that we've seen in the past, it does mean that all the focus will be on what Joe Biden says in the time that he gets to speak or respond. So there will be a lot of pressure on him to be, you know, to not make any of the gaffes or the, you know, sort of rambling responses that we've seen in various clips and different responses there. So how concerned do you think the Democrats will be about that, his ability to stay focused?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, I think that's always a concern because Biden, long before the current period, you know, this is going back to when he was a U.S. senator, was prone to gaffes. I mean, he's rather famous for it. He likes talking, and he'll sometimes say things that that are non sequiturs or weird or whatever. Trump does a lot of that as well. So, you know, I think both have the capacity. But yeah, they'll be watching for that with Biden. The one thing, though, is that Biden is very much a man of government. He's been, you know, 36 years as senator, 8 years vice president, 4 years as president. He's done this a lot, and he knows the stakes very, very well. And as happened in his union address back a few months ago, there were a lot of people wondering how well he would do. Most accounts suggest that he did very, very well, that he handled all the stress, all the challenges capably. And I suspect that you will see a similar evening tonight where Biden won't be as dazzling as Trump. He won't be as forward and aggressive as Trump, but in a very controlled, I think, very managed way, he will probably get his message across.
There has been lots of speculation as to whether or not Donald Trump is going to bring up Hunter Biden, perhaps in a way to try and get under Joe Biden's skin. Do you think, firstly, that Trump will do that? And if he does, how do you think Biden could or should respond?
Absolutely, Trump will consider bringing that up. And I think if he sees an opening, he probably will. Donald Trump has never shown any qualms about, you know, going for the personal, going for the things that he think might, things that he imagines might upend or disrupt or discomfort his opponent. And he did that in Republican primaries. He did that against Hillary Clinton, tried to do that against Biden 4 years ago. So assume that that's a real possibility. How Biden will respond? This is an interesting thing. Biden has faced these questions before. He generally suggests that he loves his son and that he believes his face, whatever leads his way. That's not a bad answer. That's a very, you know, kind of mainstream American answer. And so it'll be interesting to see the clash. I doubt that Biden would be thrown off by it if it does occur. And in fact, there are some pundits, some, you know, analysts who would suggest that these sorts of clashes actually benefit Biden to some extent because he comes off as a, you know, a concerned dad whose son messed up rather than, you know, some terribly bad figure.
Do you think Joe Biden will bring up Donald Trump's conviction, recent conviction and pending court cases? And should he?
That is a much more kind of up for grabs question. There are certainly people in Joe Biden's camp who think that he should do it all the time, that he should refer to Trump as convicted felon Donald Trump and go, you know, real deep into that. There are other folks who suggest that's something to be a little cautious on, not to go, you know, hard because it makes Biden look like he's so much on the attack, he might look a little bit desperate. My sense is that the moderators are likely to bring that up in questions, as they may also bring up Hunter Biden. And so I suspect it would be in that context rather than the president, President Biden, simply bringing it up, you know, ad hominem or, you know, like in the midst of some answer about something else. Okay. So I think it'll be in context more likely.
So outside of the personal then, what are the policy issues that you think are likely to feature most and where is each man most vulnerable?
Well, this is the interesting thing. There are some issues that are huge in America and much discussed where they sort of agree. And one of those might be Gaza. It would be absurd if the moderators did not bring up Gaza because it's a huge issue. And yet both of the candidates, you know, they kind of Biden's been a little more critical of Israel, but at the end of the day, they're not terribly far apart on the issue. So that's something that may come up, but it may not dramatic clash. Where I think Biden will try to bring an issue up will be on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. These are our social programs, particularly for the elderly and for people who are impoverished. And the Republicans have suggested at times that they would like to cut those programs or at least kind of control growth and spending. I think that Biden will probably go big on that. It's a good issue for him. It tends to be a popular issue. And he'll probably have some ammunition, some old quotes from Trump, things like that. Trump will come back and say, do that, I'm going to programs as well. But that's might, I think, see a clash. Another place where I think you'll see a clash might well be on the core issue of democracy. And that is this question of whether Donald Trump is as committed to democracy as Joe Biden. And Biden obviously thinks that Trump isn't, that Trump is a threat to, you know, the basic tenets of American democracy, as somebody who denies the results of the past election, things of that nature. I suspect that, that Biden will try to bring that into the debate, maybe in a major way. Now, for Trump, the big issue that I expect he'll bring up will be, I think he will suggest that inflation, which has been a serious issue in America, is the fault of Biden. Biden will obviously counter that. But I do think that that's some of these economic issues are the ones that Trump will focus on. And then I also suspect that Trump will have a lot of complaints about how the Biden White House operates. Just he'll charge it with corruption. He'll charge it with wrongdoing. And so whether that's an issue that gets traction is another question. But I do think that's something that Trump will focus on.
Okay. Just finally then, John, as I started this conversation saying that some people are saying, you know, the stakes are extremely high this evening, that this could sway the course of the campaign from here on out. To what extent do you think that's true? Like, how important is tonight's debate?
I think it's as important. We have to be a little bit careful. This is the earliest debate in American history between major party presidential candidates. It's 3 months earlier than we've ever had a debate of this kind before. And so there's a lot of ground to be covered between now and November. I doubt that what happens tonight will decide what happens in November, but it does lay the groundwork. It sort of sets things up. And the one thing you'll watch for is if one of these candidates really screws up, if they have a really bad night, because neither of them has yet been nominated by their party. And so the only thing that I think would be truly dramatic would be if something so bad happened, which I doubt will, but if something so dramatic happened that either the Republican Party with Trump or the Democratic Party with Biden might actually pause and ask, boy, do we nominate this guy?
Okay. Fascinating. John Nicholls, thank you so much for joining us with that preview and analysis as to what we can look forward to tonight. We'll all be watching it. Or will we? It's on at 1 a.m., I think. Anyway, we'll take a break.